Exactly. And I don't want to venture too far off of Motorola. I mean, my history with Motorola goes back to 92, and a lot of it had to do with auto racing and the commercial aspect of, you know, that. Because, I mean, I originally just was, you know, get my radios when I get to the track. And the only reason why I invested in my own is because sometimes these radios that are packed away in Pelican cases, race to race, you grab a radio, you grab a cable, you grab a headset, and there's always problems. And I just got tired of it, and that's why I started investing in my own Motorola from HG750s onward up to where the XBRs are now. But, I pretty much understand Motorola. Even some of this DMR stuff is still kind of new to me. I'm reading DMR for Dummies, and that's not helping. But it is what it is. But I just try to stay proprietary one thing and stick with it. So, I mean, Sean was talking about coffee this morning with somebody, and, you know, how he's bouncing around between brands and machines and everything else. And it's the same thing with radios. You know, you can buy different radios by different manufacturers, but, you know, it boils right down to what you want and what you want the radio to do. And if you want it, you can afford it, go get it.
Yeah, well, I can. That's not the problem. It's just that, you know, I don't want to end up getting something that, oh, look, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind. I always get mad at myself when I don't buy what I really wanted. That's when I get mad. But then I get really, really mad when I find out, like, okay, you got this pretty shiny new, you know, Apex radio. Let's pick a Motorola, for example, and you can't program it. You have to take it to a dealer to get a program type thing. You know what I'm saying? And that kind of stuff. You know, cause, so, like, all of a sudden, Phil, maybe a PR changes his PL tone and I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. So that's the kind of stuff that, you know, you try to avoid, or somebody pops up a new repeater or a new receive site or whatever, you know. And I kind of miss DMR. I mean, don't get me wrong. And that's that, you know, like Tom drives all over the state. You know, you can't really talk to him all over the state unless you're on DMR. Or for the most part, I know there's a lot of analog stuff interconnected, but, you know, he's always seems to be there. And so, you know, just different things. It's all got pros, it's all got cons, and we all got radio-itis.